going to read our text tonight, and then I'll explain this here in just a moment. You can turn to your Bibles to John chapter number 9. John chapter number 9 and verse number 1. When you have it, you please stand for the reading of God's Word. John chapter number 9 and verse number 1, and it says, "And Jesus passed by. He saw a man which was blind from birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind?" Verse number 3, Jesus answered and said, "Neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him." Amen. Turn to your neighbor and say, "Manifested in me." Verse number 4 says, this is Jesus speaking, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." Verse number 5, "And as long as I am," verse number 5 says, "As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world." When he had thus spoke, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle. And he anointed the eyes of the blind man with clay. Verse number 7, I want us to look at this closely. "And he said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam," which is by interpretation, sent. "He went his way, therefore, and washed and came seeing." Verse number 7, I want to read this again. "And Jesus Christ saying, Go wash in the pool." Amen. I want to preach to us here for just a few moments on this simple thought. Outside your comfort zone. Amen. You can look up here at the screen. You can see this individual is walking a tightrope across the canyon. And it's a little bit clearer. I can show you the image a little bit later. But there's a big mountainside there behind him. And no doubt this individual, before they ever made a decision to do this great task, no doubt it was outside their comfort zone. Amen. Here tonight, I boxed you in your comfort zone. Because it's where we're comfortable. It's where we like to be. I mean, honestly, Brother Matthew, you like being there in that seat, don't you? Yeah. You guys like being there in that seat, don't you? You're not standing on your head up here in the front of the church. No. Well, John, that chair's comfortable, ain't it? Where are we at? We're in our zone. Amen. Brother Larry, will you please pray over the reading of God's Word? Amen. You can be seated. Amen. Whenever we come into the house of God, the first thing that the devil goes to do, he comes to church too. Some of you might have brought him with you. He might have rode in the car with you. Amen. I know it's hard to hear, but sometimes it's the truth. We leave the house in a haughty spirit, and guess who comes tagging along? The old devil. Slam the door, talking to our spouse. Guess who comes crawling around on our shoulder, Brother Larry? It's not the angel of light. The angel of frustration, also known as, a.k.a. the devil. Follows us to church. And this goes for all of us. Amen. The Lord dropped this thought in my heart, and I was so excited and so faster I had to pray through. Is that as soon as we get to the house of God, he begins to draw a line around us. It says, caution. Don't go over this area. There are things that are going to happen that you're not used to, that you may or may not like. He puts doubt, fear, and unbelief inside of our hearts and our minds. And I want to illustrate and bring across the importance of crossing this line. Caution, he tells us. The unknown is on the other side. Now, children, when they are young and they are fearless, they are willing to try anything except for food. They're not scared of anything, or Larry, except for that new food that you tried to give them. And so what we find is with children, Sister Bethany, you are right there at that stage with that little man, getting him to eat things that he's not used to eating. And you want him to develop that taste and that desire for something more than what he already has. We went through that with London, and sometimes we still have that. But it's not a reoccurring thing every meal. What you have to kind of do is you have to kind of force feed them just a little bit. You have to ensure that they experience something new. And what we do is we kind of give them a little something mixed in with what they're used to and try to encourage them to try something different. What we find is in our Christian relationship is that we taste something new and we like it, but then we just get happy with what we have. But I'm here to tell you that our relationship as a Christian is a progressive relationship. It's not something that's only supposed to stay at one point and just stay at that position for the rest of your life. But we live in a position in our relationship where we are to grow and be used more and begin to develop, not into just being a babe in Christ, but to where we become an adult, where we can begin to do things when we hear the Spirit of God speak to us, that we act upon those things. But what we find is when He begins to speak to us in the service, not only is He present, but the devil is also. And His, amen, He begins to plague our minds, He begins to draw our attention elsewhere and say we have no need or no desire to go out past our comfort zone. Why don't we see miracles? Why don't we see great moves of God like we used to? Amen. I have put, amen, this out before you, amen, here in this sanctuary to show you the position in which you have stayed inside your comfort zone. If we would begin to worship like we did in the days of old, if we would just simply go back to the basics of worship, getting out of our position and our place of comfort. I can remember as a child, whenever song service would begin to go, amen, and the music would begin to, amen, flow throughout the sanctuary. People couldn't stay in their, amen, in their seats. They had to move towards, amen, the front, Brother Robert. They weren't simply worshiping, amen, there where their book was, but they decided to push out past their comfort zone, to get out of their position in which they are located. Because what we find is everywhere Jesus began to move upon people, He always sent them somewhere. He sent them out of their current position. And that's when they began to receive what they needed. Amen. That's when they became the answer, amen, to the prayer of someone else. It's because they had a desire to get outside of where they were comfortable. We use this line. I'm just going to go ahead and pray right here. Why? Because it's comfortable. Guess what? Back when they did the old brush harbors, wasn't comfortable. Brother John, they weren't getting a kneel down on carpet. They might have been out in the middle of a wheat field. I've worked in a wheat field. That old wheat stubble. Mimi is rough on the knees when you got to get down and work on a tractor. Get out there, Brother Larry, and you're in the dirt, mud, but you got to do what you got to do. You got to hunker down to get something accomplished. Get outside your comfort zone. It's a whole lot easier, Pastor, to say, man, I've got that shop. That's got a nice concrete floor. I can use the creeper. I can lay down on it. Don't even have to crawl around on the concrete. I can wheel around under there and get everything done. But I'm here to tell you, being a Christian isn't easy. It takes work. You've got to begin to work outside your comfort zone to develop, amen, who you are and who God wants you to be. Because if you simply stay in the place that you are right now, you will never grow. You'll never be any different. And that might be what you want. But I'm here to tell you, when you get to heaven and you cast your works at the Father's feet, amen, and it is consumed with fire and there's nothing left but ash, you don't even have, amen, a crown to represent the children that you had. What are you going to do? Because we, as individuals and Christians, have a responsibility to be outside the comfort zone. Jesus Christ sent His disciples out two by two. Amen. He sent them out into the cities, into the streets, outside from where He was at, so that they would begin to be outside their comfort zone. So they would be forced to act with the Spirit, begin to move with the presence of God. We've got to begin to push past where our current location is and move into where He would have us to be. Amen. We get so comfortable. What was wrong with this man in our scriptures tonight? He was blind. Amen. If I can find me something here to use as a walking stick here for a minute. It's a heavy one. He found where it was familiar. Okay, I know in 10 steps there's going to be a big rock. There it is. And I'm going to go 3 steps to the right, and that's where I stand or where I sit. And he would take his staff, he would set in his position, and he would ask alms. He would beg, Brother Titus. His eyes were gone. Never had seen color. Never knew what a bird looked like. He would set in his position. And he would listen. He would hear the shuffling of someone's feet, Sister Kathy. And he would cry out, I'm blind, been blind from birth. Never have I seen the color of a blue jay. Never have I seen what an egg looks like. Never have I seen the beauty of my mother's face. Never have I seen how my father can work with his hands. He would begin to proclaim his position. And he was comfortable. We find in this scripture, and I'm going to get to this in a minute, but I want to bring reference to it now. Is when his parents were questioned about this, they said, he is a man of age. He can answer for himself. He was not a child. But when Jesus Christ came to him and made some clay out of some spit and dirt, he used the very thing, church. He used the very thing that he used in the beginning to create mankind. Hallelujah. He showed the power in which he had in the beginning. And I don't know if you really realize this. The power that you have inside of us is not something, amen, that we can conjure up in these earthen vessels. But it's something that's a gift, amen, from the Father up on high. Amen. The one bringeth forth, amen, nothing but the best for his children. Nothing but the power because of his blood that he shed on Mount Calvary. He has endued us, amen, with power. If we'll sit, they begin to step across the line, amen, and say, Lord, help me to get outside the comfort zone in which I am in. I'm here to tell you tonight, that man had a decision to make, amen, when God spat in his face, made up some mud. He had to decide, amen, that he had to go somewhere, Brother Tim. He didn't have anybody take him, amen. Jesus Christ said, go, amen, and wash. We find that he went and he washed. I don't know how far it was from where he was at, but he made a decision, amen, to go outside of his comfort zone. We can find people that have been blind. They set up their house and they go through the same routine over and over again. How many of us have a routine? When we come to the house of God, we sit in our same seat, Sister Lindsay.
Sister Jamie, sometimes we sing the same old song. Sometimes we complain about the same thing. I can't believe Sister April is playing the tambourine again. I'm picking on you, sister, because you're right here. You're available. And you say, oh, I can't believe that guy on the trumpet. Can he not pick between the big one and the little one? I mean, it's all funny. But really, we come and we have the same thing, Brother Larry. We say, I'm going to sit in this pew. I'm going to pray for 5 minutes. I'm going to look on my phone on Facebook for six. And then I'm going to go ahead and get up and get ready for worship. Sister Pepper, say we come in. Well, I'm going to look back at who preached 3 weeks ago so I can have a testimony. What about having something fresh for what God did for you this morning? We get a routine, Sister Betty. We get in our comfort zone. How many likes to get comfy at home? Go ahead and raise my foot too. How many gets to be comfortable all the time at home? I wish I could say I do. I don't ever get home, Brother Michael, at the same time every day. I just don't. I don't know what the day is going to hold. It holds a lot more than what I anticipate, Brother Larry. But it pushes me outside my comfort zone. Is it easy? And I know I'm taking some time here. I'm going to go somewhere, I promise. Is it easy to walk up to a stranger and introduce yourself and say, hi, what's your name? Grant, my name is Lucas Sanders. What do you like to do? You like to hunt? You like to fish? You like to shoot guns? We've just found a common ground. But if I was outside my comfort zone, since I'm outside my comfort zone, we were able to make a connection. We've got to be willing to push past the barrier. Amen. I got to get back up behind this pulpit. Amen. And I don't have these scriptures in here for you up on the screen, but in John chapter 9 and verse number 10, this is the group of individuals that was around here that knew this blind man. They said, therefore said they unto him, how were thine eyes opened? And he answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes. That's kind of unique, ain't it? He anointed him with clay. I'm here to tell you tonight, there's a special anointing for each and every one of us if we're willing to get outside the comfort zone. Gift of healing. The gift of being able to discern the spirits of which are around us. But guess what? Nobody's going to get it tonight if you stay in your comfort zone. This blind man, he had to make a trek. He had to make a journey. We find when he comes back seeing. Could you imagine, man, the Lord just really put this in my heart. Can you imagine as he was headed out to that pool, Siloam, and he's going along there, Brother Larry, and he missed hitting a rock with his staff and stumbled and fell. And he got back up and kept going in which direction that he was told to go. No doubt as he's going down through the road, he runs across somebody. He says, am I going in the right direction for the pool? Am I going in the right direction in which Jesus has told me to go? Nobody went with him. The scripture right here backs that up in verse number 10. And he answered and said, a man that is called Jesus made clay, anointed my eyes, and said unto me, go. And said unto us, said unto me and my mom and dad, said unto me, go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and washed, and I received my sight. I'm here to tell you tonight, Isaac, this, amen, is for you to get outside of your comfort zone. You've got to begin to dare to do something you've never done before. Because the world today is daring you. Young people, I want to preach to you for just a moment. Even to be enticed by the devices of this world. They want you to try drugs. They want you to try alcohol. They want to try and introduce you to illicit things that this world has to offer. But I'm here to tell you, dare to get outside your comfort zone for God. Because when you dare to do that, and you stand before them, and they begin to proclaim what you ought to try, that's when you turn the tables and begin to dare them, amen, to try Jesus, to get outside their comfort zone. Because that is where you are at. We say, no, I don't need that. I'm comfortable where I'm at. Then you will just simply sit there, remain blind. You might barely make it into heaven, but those that are following you very well will not. When you get to the kingdom of God and you stand before the judgment throne of God Himself, you might stand there and look around and nobody be beside you. Because you look down upon your hands, Jonathan, they're covered in blood. Because we, as the individual that's standing there, did not get outside the comfort zone. I'll just play it safe. I'll act and go through the motions. John 35 says, and Jesus heard that they had cast him out. This is the man that was blind that cast him out. And he found him. And he said unto him, doest thou believe on the Son of God? And he answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him? And Jesus saith unto him, thou hast both seen him, and is he that thou talkest with. He has now seen him. The very one that came and brought you out of the miry pit that you were in. Amen. You didn't see him, but you knew he was there. Amen. You heard his voice, but you didn't know what he looked like. But I'm here to tell you that he's standing and he's wanting to talk with you. If you will simply get outside of where you are comfortable. Hallelujah. Verse number 38 says, and he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshiped him. Verse number 39 says, and Jesus said, for judgment I am come into this world, that they which see not might see, and they which see might be made blind. You might say, I see things the way I want to see them. You are blinded, my friend. You will ride that excuse of why you can't get in. You will ride that reasoning of why you can't get prayed through all the way to the judgment throne of God. And when you meet that place, church, it's time. Let's wake up. Get outside of our comfort zone. I want to take just a few moments and I'm going to hit these and we're going to come up here and we're going to pray. I want to talk to you about a few other people other than this, just this blind man that stepped out. We find in Exodus 33 and 11 that Joshua stepped out of the camp, church, and he stepped in to the temple, into the tabernacle. In verse number 11 it says, and the Lord spake unto Moses face to face as a man speaketh unto his friend. And he turned again into the camp. But his servant Joshua, the son of Nun, a young man, departed not out of the tabernacle. Amen. That is for each and every one of us to begin to step out. And amongst everyone else, begin to step in where God would have you be. And that is in the midst of his presence. We find in Judges chapter number 3 and verse 31. And after him was Shamgar, the son of Anath, which slew of the Philistines 600 men. What are the odds of that? 600-1. Shamgar. He says he slew 600 of them with an ox goad. Not only did he slew them, those men, those 600 men, but it says he delivered Israel. Shamgar was someone that was willing to step in the road, in the way of the enemy. Let me spend just a moment here. Amen. When the devil comes against you in this house and begins to tell you you don't need to do this because you're going to make a fool of yourself, I'm here to tell you to go ahead and step out in the middle of the road. Get outside your comfort zone and allow the presence of God to move in you and through you that you might be delivered. Not only deliver yourself, but deliver your household, to deliver your city, to deliver your family. That will only happen when you step out. When the devil comes against you and says, don't go out there, you'll make a fool of yourself. Go ahead and step out and dare to believe in God. Judges chapter 7, verse number 12. And the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay among the valley like grasshoppers. For the multitude and their camels were without number, as the sand by the seaside for multitude. That's a lot of folks. That's a lot of camels. What do we find here? That there was a man named Gideon who stepped out of hiding. He stepped from his place of hiding. Here tonight, you might know God has got a call on your life, but you're hiding from it. You might know that God has called you to step out and to speak out, but you're hiding from it. I'm here to tell you tonight, it's time that you go ahead and step across your comfort zone. Amen. Step across your comfort zone. Amen. We find that Esther stepped into the throne room when all odds were against her, when she knew that her very life was at stake. She stepped into the presence of someone that was far more powerful than she was. I'm here to tell you, some of us need to step out. We find that Elisha stepped out of the field. Elisha was used to doing the same thing, Isaac, day in and day out, behind the plow. Plowing the field, because guess what? That was his job. Plowed the field. Plowed the field. Sometimes it feels like you're just going in circles. I'm here to tell you tonight, it's time. You have been called to step out of the field. Peter stepped out of the boat to the water. Sister Lindsay, I got two more scriptures. Get ready to come. Peter stepped out of the boat onto the water because he heard the voice of Christ. Even the rest of the disciples said it's a ghost. It's a spirit that we know not of. We don't know what it is. Don't go out in the boat, Peter. You're going to drown. Those around you, Brother Matthew, might be saying, don't get out of the boat. Don't move, Brother John. Stay where you're at. But I'm here to tell you tonight, instead of just walking the line, go ahead and step on over. Amen. Psalms 34 and 8 says, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. That blind man trusted somebody he knew not. He just knew it was a risk worth taking. Let me ask you a question tonight. Titus, is heaven a risk worth taking? It is. Valerius, is heaven a risk worth taking? Grant, is heaven a risk worth taking? Church, I'm begging you tonight. Step across your comfort zone. Don't make your current place just to stay comfortable. Because a python gets next to its victim, matches its breathing to theirs, or an anaconda, either one, whichever one you want to picture in your mind. Whatever they're going after, they find it while it's resting. they match their heartbeat to their praise heartbeat. They match their breathing to their breathing. Who is the devil? He's a snake. He wants to get close to where you're at without you noticing. He matches his breathing with yours. He matches his heartbeat with yours. And then he slowly begins to squeeze. And as your breaths get shorter, it tightens a little tighter. With each breath, it slowly takes away your life. I want us to get a picture, a mental picture right here. Look at the position that you're in right now, the place you are sitting. Look at the individual next to you and tell them, I'm afraid. Tell them, I'm afraid. I'm sitting in my coffin. I'm afraid. Church, we're in the last days. If we don't break free from where we are at, Sister Pepper admonished us this morning, we are in a vehicle, a soul-saving station, a place that is headed in the right direction. Don't allow yourself to get comfortable, or you'll end up just in the coffin. Because if you taste and see, you step outside those lines, you taste and see that He is good, those lines won't matter anymore. Because you'll say, Lord, give me more. Lord, I want more. I want more than what I had yesterday. It doesn't just become a Sunday to Sunday, but it becomes a day-to-day relationship. James chapter number 4. In verse number 13 says, go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow, we will go into such a city and continue there a year and buy and sell and get gain. Verse number 14, whereas ye know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? It is even a vapor that appeareth for a little time and then vanisheth away. Sister Lindsay, if you'd come to the piano. Step outside your comfort zone. Because your life is but a vapor. And it's gone. You know how many accidents that happen every day? You know how many individuals veer over the line or run into the ditch and their life is over? Brother Robert, we're in construction. Times a board has fallen, hit someone just right into eternity. Brother Matthew, my dad knew a man that was unpacking his luggage from his trunk. And the cylinder that holds the trunk open, Brother Larry, all the gas had just, the seal went out. And it fell on him and hit him in the back of the head. He went in there and laid down on the bed and told his wife, he said, honey, I don't feel real good. Next thing you know, he was off into eternity. No warning. Just a bump on the head. Don't miss your chance for your miracle. How many has lost loved ones in here? Raise your hand. How many has, amen, something in your life that you need healed? Raise your hand. How many know someone that is so sick that you want to see a miracle for them because it depends, amen, whether they are here tomorrow or gone? We've all raised our hands here tonight. And I make this altar call, amen, sincere. I hope that I can challenge you. Church, look at where you're at if everyone would stand. Where you are currently at is your comfort zone because you've been there the whole time of this service. And I'm not trying to pick on anybody. I'm not trying to pull you out. I want to plead with you for just a moment as Jesus did with this blind man. He told him to go out from where he was at. I know it might not be convenient for you, but I just want to ask you tonight that you would please go out from your comfort zone into the place of unknown. Whether it be around these altars, three pews in front of you, care just as long as it's different from where you currently are at. I plead with you tonight. These altars are open to make a decision of where you want to be. La 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 la